Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Joining us right now is Representative Coffer, Aaron Coffer. I think he's on to something. Our buddy, he's in Luzerne County. Our buddies from Ben & Jerry's are not selling ice cream in the occupied Palestinian territory. OPT, they're calling it. Now, we have state laws against this here in Pennsylvania that are severe. You can't engage in the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against the state of Israel. And I wholeheartedly agree with that. I'm a big supporter of it. Helped to push for that. Representative joins us here in Philadelphia. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Afternoon, Representative. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, let me ask you, what would you say, because I've gotten this before, why are we singling out the state of Israel for this type of protection? We don't do that with other boycotting, divesting, or sanctions.
Well, I think the big piece of this is that what it's rooted in, the BDS movement is rooted in anti-Semitism. There's no question about that. And that their entire goal of what they're promoting is what they call from the river to the sea, that they want that entire area to be devoid of Jews, that Jews shouldn't exist in this area. And it's completely founded on the idea of being prejudiced, being racist, and against Jews. And this needs to be called out when it happens. And what this is a veiled anti-Semitic attack on Israel's legitimacy and Jewish people all across our country and our world.
And I believe both Ben and Jerry, I could stand corrected, but I believe both are Jewish. So how does that square?
I don't think they're exactly running the corporation right now. You know, Unilever is the one that's in charge of them. And the board of Ben and Jerry's, they actually voted to actually boycott all of Israel. Unilever actually stepped in and sort of pulled it back a little bit. But, you know, Ben and Jerry's clearly wants this to be a BDS action, a boycott, divestment, sanction action against the state of Israel. The BDS movement is calling this BDS. The Israeli government is calling this BDS. This is BDS. This is directly attacking the legitimacy of Israel and is clearly stoking the flames of anti-Semitism across the Middle East and across our country. We need to stand up as a Commonwealth and support our allies.
And I would add, too, we hear the drumbeat constantly, anti-Semitism on the rise, when it's right in front of us by law. You've written a letter to Josh Shapiro and Stacey Garrity, the state treasurer, asking both of them, and it's in their purview, to enforce the law that prohibits the state from contracting with companies that boycott Israel.
That's right. Us, along with 35 states total, actually have anti-BDS legislation that prevents us from entering into contracts with companies that do business with that operate under a BDS activity. And so, you know, I have sent these letters out. I've actually heard back from the treasurer and attorney general. The treasurer is supportive, and she is going to use her pre-audit authority, Stacey Garrity, to make sure that this is not entered into. And even something from the attorney general, Josh Shapiro, I just got about 30 minutes ago, that his statement is that he expects Commonwealth agencies with jurisdiction to enforce the act. So this is, you know, the breach of the levy. We have to take a stand. This cannot be condoned, and it's gone too far. We can't have further businesses doing this, and we have to put our line in the sand. This is a step too far.
And that would be Unilever, not just Ben and Jerry's then, right?
That's what we're working on trying to find out right now. I've been talking with our legal counsel here in the House of exactly how this directly impacts. Will it go to all of Unilever or specifically to just this Ben and Jerry's action? And I'm working on trying to get clarification on that because, you know, Unilever is obviously a much larger company and has a lot of products all across their portfolio. But, you know, at the very least, you know, we're going after Ben and Jerry's. We're going to find out if we can apply this to all of Unilever because they're the ones taking official action on this. They need to know that their decisions have consequences.
I couldn't agree more. Do you know any other products at Unilever? I mean, it's probably 100 or so representative. What are some of the major products they have? Do you have any in mind?
Yeah, so I think they have Dove, they have Degree, I just pulled it up on you know, Suave. It's all sorts of different products. So Shirley's products that you and I have in our home, Hellman's mayonnaise even. It's all over these different products that Unilever has. And if this were to impact Unilever as a larger entity, this will have major impact on their product distribution across the 35 states with anti-BDS legislation.
Now, this may not be exactly on point, but I'll just put it on your radar screen. And when I get more information, I'm very friendly with Zionists of America. I was honored as Man of the Year. I am a Zionist. There's no doubt about it, even though not Jewish. And they've exposed just to me today what's going on here in the Free Library of Philadelphia in their story hours and the books that they're putting out. They don't seem to recognize the state of Israel. They call it Palestine and all this stuff. Now, that may seem like a small thing to people, but how can we deny the state of Israel through a government agency that taxpayers support, the Free Library of Philadelphia?
Yeah, this is all, like I said, this is an attack on delegitimizing Israel's right to exist, their legitimacy. And so this is, you know, if you think of even, you know, now that there's, you know, pipelines being built from Crimea up to Germany and their legitimacy of a Russian corporation and Russia having control of Crimea, that their annexation, now we don't recognize Israel itself that's existed for 80 years of what they have as a right to exist even of itself. This is part of this progressive left wing that has just gone way too much over the top. Even Bill de Blasio called this out in what Ben and Jerry's is doing as a step too far. So, I mean, this is by no means, you know, Ben and Jerry's, make no mistake, are the radicals here. You know, we're the ones calling them out saying, this is wrong, you've gone too far.
By force of law, which was almost unanimous. One parting question for you, too, and if you're you've been doing other things, maybe, but have you seen that Governor Wolf, representative, gave an interview, Philadelphia Inquirer, saying he could be on board with voter ID? Now, I doubt it. I don't trust the guy. And I see that a colleague of yours, Seth Grove, is now reissued with sponsors a new voter ID bill that follows the lines that the governor told the Philadelphia Inquirer he would sign.
Yeah, you know, when we were working on House Bill 1300, you know, the governor wouldn't even come to the negotiating table, wouldn't even look at it, and said, oh, there's voter ID in it, I'm done. And now all of a sudden today, or in the last couple of days, there's been an about-face of saying, oh, I could be okay with some voter ID. Well, all of a sudden, after we pass a bill and he votes and he vetoed it, all of a sudden, he's now changing his tune. Quite a big deal here.
So, why is that? You know, why is that? I don't have any instinct about why he's changing that. What do you think? What's the buzz in Harrisburg?
You know, I it's a good question. I have no idea. I think it caught a lot of us off guard that after being such a line in the sand, and then even with some of the proposals that have been put together at the federal level, I think Manchin's proposal put together something about having voter ID in there and other states. And obviously, it's the talk of what's going on in Texas right now, too, and some of that conversation of having voter ID laws already. And so, you know, I'm curious to see where this goes, because it kind of stunned me when I saw the governor really change his tune on this one. And it really was quite a major turnaround from where he was not too long ago.
Yeah, like yesterday. Representative, thank you. Please keep us in the loop. I'm glad to know, while I expected the Treasury Secretary to be on this, Josh Shapiro to be, we'll see what he does, but politically, maybe he senses he better be on board to do something here.
Yeah, and I think he's got to make a strong stand. He's put out a statement here. Now we expect the enforcement to be real. It's his job as the top law enforcement agent in the Commonwealth to make sure he steps up, make sure that the law is followed, and we need to continue to move this ball forward and make sure that this does not go without the consequences that these types of actions have. So we need to follow up on the law and make sure it's being enforced.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Thanks for joining us, Representative.
Thank you.
All right, there's Representative Aaron Coffer here on Talk Radio 1210. We'll keep you informed on this. I know whenever there's Ben and Jerry's, it gets my attention. Yeah, basically, this is the same old stuff. It's illegal. They're trying to delegitimize Israel. And I kind of teased there a little bit. Dan's in on this. Our buddy over at ZOA, maybe on today or tomorrow, Steve Feldman, sent me an exhaustive look at what they're doing there, the books and the story hours they're using, and I watch one of them, and they never call it the State of Israel. The books and everything else just say Palestine. I don't think you can do that. It's not Palestine. I'm not talking about where some areas, Gaza, I'm talking about the entire landmass of Israel. It's Israel. And I think as a taxpayer-funded group like the Free Library of Philadelphia, you have to call it Israel. By law, I would maintain. You can't call it Palestine. You could do that as a private citizen, but officially, it's Israel. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Mike in Ben Salem on Talk Radio 1210. Good afternoon, Mike.
How you doing, Dom?
Good.
Dom, I want to give you a compliment first before I tell you my question.
Okay.
My question, my compliment is yesterday about the $100 million. You said you would use $100 million to create radio stations and get your word out. I thought that I was so impressed by that. Just want to tell you.
Thank you, Mike, very much.
It was awesome. But now I have a problem with what you just been saying about this boycott for Ben and Jerry's.
Sure.
I definitely agree with you on religious liberty. You know, all these court cases are seem to be coming up in our favor, you know, in the Christians' favor. And but I have a problem with you saying that Ben and Jerry's cannot protest Israel. I don't see the distinction, and the law itself to me sounds unconstitutional. I just looked it up, and people say it's constitutional. That was in my gut feeling, and so now I'm just really wondering what is Dom talking about right now. This is inconsistent.
Okay, that's a fair point. I don't think it is that you do have a right to protest, but it's been deemed, 35 states have done this. I don't think the Supreme Court's going to be involved in this at all, Mike, that this boycott, divest, and sanction Israel is anti-Semitic. It's trying to get rid of, and the leaders of this will tell you the reason they're doing it, they want to get rid of the State of Israel. Now, how do you feel about that? It's a legitimate state.
People could do what they want to do, Dom. You have freedom of you have freedom in this country, okay? So to have a law, the law to me is unconstitutional. I knew it before.
Okay,
I
now wait a minute. You know what the repercussion is? You have the freedom to do it. They're doing it, but state governments in these 35 states then will not buy your products or associate with you. That's what the catch is in this.
Okay, so you're saying it's a bigger issue where it's such a big issue that you cannot afford the taxpayers' money involved, and I guess you're saying
right. Yeah, because it's anti-Semitic. If you want to get rid of the State of Israel, that's the definition of anti-Semitism.
Well, I don't know if they're going to get rid of Israel. So he wants to protest. They want to protest. I'm not even for that. You know, they're leftists. I'm not into them.
Gotcha.
Believe me.
Tell me what your banner is, Mike.
I call a spade a spade. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
I hear you. Mike, what's your banner that you'd like to fly? What would your banner be?
I would just go. Well, I don't want to say right now. I don't want to be controversial. Anybody knows.
Oh, okay, Mike. All right. You're a great caller, though. I appreciate it very much, Mike, though, because I like callers that don't follow the beaten path.
Clearly thinks Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah. he likes dance. That might be the winner at the end. This banner thing, we got some stuff going with this. Who came up with that? Was it Dan?
No, you totally came
was
up with it.
Was it DJ? Was it Ro? What other advisor?
Okay.
No.
Was it Greg Stocker? It definitely wasn't me.
Oh, it was mine. It was mine.
Was
it wasn't DJ.
Okay.
All right, I got to take credit. Remember, if it bombs in the third hour, I had nothing to do with it.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.